Marlins looking to snap a five-game skid, taking on the Braves. Jose Urena on the hill for Miami. Justin Bour coming off the DL. He's getting the start at first base. Pick up the action in the second. No score, two on, two outs. Miguel Rojas facing Mike Foltynewicz.
Throw at first, Bour at third. And 2-1. Fastball, base hit right field. Bour will score. Itro stops at second. And Miguel Rojas. And you wonder, too, if he didn't swing at the 2-0 and it was 3-0, if Foltynewicz just says, I'm just going to waste one.
Sometimes this game, right, it doesn't make sense, Rich. I'm telling you, right? Swings the 2-0 slider away, and you're sitting up there thinking, all right, Foltynewicz has got to throw another slider here because he just swung at one.
On 1-1, he hammers one deep to right field. Back goes Peterson at the wall. Goodbye. Derek Dietrich, he went up into the chop house above the right field bleachers. Played 16 games as a starter at third base. 3-1 to Freeman is slugged out toward left center and deep. Yelich back onto the track at the wall. Leaps as high as he can, but he can't get it. Freddie Freeman's hit one out, his 25th of the season. And the Braves are on the scoreboard. It's 3-1.
Let's hope he does. That is strike three called. How about five strikeouts? Strikes out the side in the fifth.
Here's the 2-2. A swing here, and this ball looped out toward right field. Coming on and diving as Adams can't hold on to it. Home to score is Stanton. Behind him is D. Gordon. And it is a two-run single for Tyler Moore, blooped out into right field. And the Marlins lead 7-1 here in the ninth inning.
The Marlins snap a five-game skid, winning it 7-1. D. Gordon extends his hitting streak to a dozen games. Jose Urena with his 13th win, allowing one run and six and a third innings. Miguel Rojas finishes with two hits, two RBIs, and a run scored. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after.
He'd almost have to at this point, right? I mean, he's kind of been that guy time in, time out, keeps us in the game. It's good to see. You know, honestly, a guy that you're watching him develop and get better, you know, use his pitches, do all the things you have to do to become a starter in this league is, you know, he's getting himself where he's getting deeper in games, his pitch count's staying lower for the most part, where he's not throwing 100 pitches in five innings. So it's getting to be something that you can count on, right? So a guy that you can say, hey, we know who this guy is, we know what he's going to be, and that's something that's finding dependable guys that you start is a big thing.
Wins aren't always the most telling thing, but I think it's what, 8-9-1 on the road. And it's a very interesting split for him.
He probably likes being the villain a little bit, but no, his stuff's consistent, you know, and that's the thing. He holds his stuff, and his stuff is consistent throughout the game, and he's consistent start to start. You know, you see some guys, their stuff kind of varies at times where he just wasn't sharp today or he just didn't have it, but Hosey's stuff is pretty much the same every time he walks out there.
He even helped himself with a nice hit there.
Yeah, he's actually gotten a lot better. And it's one of the things that's, you know, you'd like your pitchers to be able to swing the bat a little bit. I mean, we've seen it against us. Guys have hurt us. If you can handle that bat a little bit, you know, you're gonna throw a few out there. And obviously that was a big one today.
D, getting to the 50 steal mark, you know, big number for him. I mean, big number in general, but for him, you know, he's one of those guys. Just talk about that aspect and D being able to give you that.
No, D's been, again, I think this year's been a lot more consistent from when he came back last year. And just a guy that brings a lot of energy, and he's swung the bat well. You know, he's gotten on base at a higher rate. He's quietly having a nice year. That's good to see also, because he's playing good defense. He's getting his hits. He's throwing bags. I think that combination of him and Big G has been a good one. So it's been good.
The series against the Braves continues on Saturday. Adam Conley on the hill.